Welcome to Shomach Shava and the Daf. Your sponsor, Lunishmas Abi Akushom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Lametches. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis brings that there was a mean that asked Rav Idis. It says in the pasuk, "Vel Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem." What do you say, "Vel Moshe Omar Alei El Hashem"? Alei Elai Mi Bay Alei. It should say, "Come up to me." What's come up to Hashem? Omar Lei Zeu Matatjoin. That's the Malach, which is Mechune, and by the Mekubali, Matat. Sheshmoy Keshem Raboy. He has the same name of Hashem. Tichtiv Keshmi Bekirboy. According to Rashi, what does it mean? It means the Matat is the one who says Alei El Hashem. According to this, the fact that Shmi Bekirboy has nothing to do with the and this Pasuk. This Pasuk, we're not mentioning that Matat has the name, same name of Hashem. It's a, by the way, you should know that Shmi Bekirboy refers to Matat. So the Gemara now continues and brings the following dialogue. He says, "If Matat is so great, let's worship him." So he says, "Al tamer boy, al temireni boy. Don't replace me with Matat. Don't make that mistake. In ken if so, lo yisa lepishechem lamali. So why does the pasuk add the words lo yisa lepishechem that he won't be moichel avoinus?" So answers Rav Idis, Omer lehim nusu biyodon dafilu befarvanoko namal kablini. We didn't want him to even to be a shliach. Dechtiv, vayir me'elov im ein panecha oilchim alta aleinu mizeh. Now this last question and answer is not so understood. What is going on over here? He asked him, who is the one who says, Alei El Hashem? He says, Matat. Why don't you worship him? It says, don't worship him. So he asked, what is the additional words to tell you that he won't forgive you? He says, we don't him as a shliach. What's the shaykhis in the last question and answer? But we took divrei, the Maharal and the Maharsha over here, it seems to be as follows. If you realize, what is the pasuk that says, Vayir me'elov, the last pasuk more brings, Imein panecha oilchim. That's the pasuk of a different parasha. The first psukim is talking in parasha mishpotim. Parasha mishpotim, Akash Bogu says, Nemi shleach malach, and there it says, Al tamer boy, etc. Parashat Kisiso, after Amisul did Chet HaEgel, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm taking away my Shechina, I'm sending a Malach. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not coming, don't come with us. So they're not written together. But Rashi's Shita in Chumash is when it says in Parashat Mishpatim, right after Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending the Malach, it was a Nevuah that they're going to do a Chet. Amisul is about to sin, and immediately he's going to send a Malach. So it seems to be, according to Rashi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu the key. He told him, don't replace me. In addition, remember, he doesn't forgive your sins. He just gave him that code to remember. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, Parashat Kisisa, after Chet HaEgel, and says, I'm not going to come with you. I'm sending the Malach instead. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want him. I don't want this Malach. He's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't forgive our sins. Remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me he can't forgive our sins. Meaning he has no koyach at all. I don't want him to be a shliach. I want to be together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who want Hashem to be with us, not some shliach who has no power. That's the Mahalach of the Gemara that seems to be based on the Maharal and the Maharsha according to Rashi. Now the big problem is how to understand the Shita of the Ramban. Because the Ramban in Chumash, he brings his Shita is that when it says in Parashat Mishpatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending Matat, that is not a bad thing. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears in the world. The Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world comes through this Malach called Matat. Matat is the one who reveals Hashem. That's Kivyochol the Shechino that reveals HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in the world. And that Malach was a great Malach. He was always with us in the Midbar, says the Ramban. When our Parashat Kisiso, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send a Malach, that's a different Malach. That's Malach Gavriel. That's a Malach which is kivyachol not so attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's what the Raman called Min HaNifrodim. He's a standalone Malach. That Moshe Rabbeinu rejected. It says, don't send Malach Gavriel. And as Rabban explained, Moshe Rabbeinu represented that Malach instead. And he was the representation of that Malach until Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. And then when Yeshua became the Manig, so then the Malach appeared. That's the Malach that's the Gemara refers to in a few places, that he came and appeared to Yeshua. So according to the Ramban, the Pshat in our Gemara has to be different completely. Because according to Rashi, Matat is the Malach we don't want, and that's what we're rejecting. That's the Pshat and the Shakotar of the Gemara. According to the Ramban, Matat is the Malach we do want. So how do you explain the Pshat in our Gemara? But Rabbi Bechaye, there in Parashat Mishpatim, goes a little bit into the Gemara, and it seems to say that what he's saying is as follows. What Rav Idis is telling is that when it says Al Tamer Boy, Al Temireni Boy, means not don't think that he's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but the opposite. Don't think that he's a standalone Malach. Don't think that he has his own Koyach. He's representing Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chavoydo ve'atzmoy. Don't put him on his own. According to this understanding, says Rabbeinu V'chaye, it's the exact opposite of Rashi. Don't think that if he's a standalone Malach, it will be easier for him to be Moichel Avoinus. No, he's representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't just get Mechila if a person doesn't do the right Avoidah of Tshuva. So also the Malach will not be Moichel Avoinus if you don't do the right Tshuva, because he represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'choyto Ve'atzvoy. And now, according to this, what's the last sentence of the Gemara? So maybe the Pshat is that the Min is asking Ravidis, if you have Matat, isn't he a standalone? He says no. Clearly, he's not standalone. He's representing the Tesha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do you have to say the Chiddush, he's not Moichel Avoinus? He says, you're right. There's no Chiddush over here. We did not accept Matat in any way as a separate entity. He's not a Farvanako. He's not a Shliach. He's a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvoido Ve'atzmoy. We just agreed and accepted if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes Be'atzmoy, Imein Panecho Elchim. We need the face of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmoy. And all that we add Matat is a representation of above. Nothing more, nothing that he stands on his own. Efsher, it needs to be more Iyun over here to understand the Pshat of the Gemara. But one thing to take out of it is Machlokes is Rashi and Ramban. Is Matat a Malach that was not there during the Midbar? Or Adar Matat is the Malach that's there, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Mishpatim, that there will be Matat throughout the Midbar. And one last thing, according to the Ramban, when it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, the Moshe Omar Aleh Lashem, the Ramban says, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Matat. Because according to Ramban, Matat is a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the Gemara says, Kishmi Bekir Boy, he has the same name of Hashem. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list to what school, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.